I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We have a great show going on. I want to remind everybody we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. And I want to thank all our healthcare heroes and first responders for all of the things they're doing for us every day. And I also want to thank our good friends at Warren Henry. Thank you for sponsoring us now for the 8th year in a row. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audis. In the Keys, they've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaners, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, a guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. Now, go in there for service. See my friend May. The place is spick and span, and they've got all kinds of great specials. They just opened up at FIU North at 151st and Biscayne. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hit me up on the internet. I can help you get a mortgage on your commercial or residential property. I'm doing hard money loans on commercial, bridge loans too. I'm helping clients finance their homes or their kids to purchase their homes. My gosh, if you need real estate capital, I've got access to it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've even got a guy that's building a luxury spec home for over $10 million. We're helping him too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm just checking here. My oxygen level is 98. I had a friend, his wife went to the hospital when it was 60. This is a big, important thing to make sure you're always okay, because a lot of this stuff, you won't ever know you had it until you get it. So we're here today. We're here with Reagan Marok. He is, Reagan, what's your title over there? Chairman?
Yeah, I'm the chairman of the Kent Task Force.
Okay, great. We've got your teammate, Nelson Barbosa. See, I didn't add the R that time, Nelson. Nelson's
been
the federal government agencies and the security part there. And then we've got Glenn Lerner. Glenn and his team are experts on COVID litigation and task force and recovery stuff. Welcome back, Glenn.
You can't say experts would any of the state bars. Just, I don't think anybody in the United States is an expert on this, since it's completely new. This is the first time we've ever seen this type of litigation, because it's focusing on a virus and a pandemic. So if anybody tells you they're an expert, they're lying.
Well, there's an honest man right there for you.
We're trying to cross that bridge as we get to it, you know?
Well, listen, Glenn, thank you for being an expert in this ever-evolving field. And I know you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so you're getting there. You're getting there. So now, Reagan, we've been talking about condos. We've been talking about high rises. Do you work with planned communities? Because I'm sure they have the same kind of issues that a condo would have. And before we get started, let's reset the table about what exactly your team is and what the task force is that you're involved with. And maybe we even get Glenn and his team involved with the task force.
Sure. So the task force is through Kent Services, a 38-year-old national company. State of Florida is a client, City of Miami, a lot of condos. And basically, the task force was put together to assist associations, planned HOAs, businesses that are looking to, number one, potentially upgrade their security, as Nelson spoke about a few moments ago, do a walkthrough, do an evaluation, speak to the professionals, and come up with a plan, not only for paperwork purposes, but actually to keep you safe. And the other is assisting you with coming up with a plan to reopen your amenities. That's your pool, that's your clubhouse, that's your gym, and coming up with the enforcement plan. You said plan community. I know some ordinances are coming out about, like, for instance, and again, not a lawyer, Palm Beach, where everyone has to wear a mask, which we all agree with. I think that's one constant, Glenn. We're still kind of figuring things out, but everyone should be wearing a mask. What do you do when someone's not wearing a mask? What is the enforcement plan? And that's why I reiterate, work with management, your lawyer, and your insurance agent, even if they don't cover it yet, to come up with a plan that together you make a combined decision that will help you execute upon.
Yeah, I also think that you need a consistent application of that plan so that people don't feel like they're being singled out. I think that it's really difficult to manage the different individual anxiety packages that each person brings to the table. Now, Nelson, let's say that there's some conflicts going on. What should a community have in place to make sure that these conflicts are de-escalated? Maybe some training for their, I'll call them, courtesy officers?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that training is very important in all aspects, not only in regards to our security officer, but actually in regards to even the HR personnel, or not HR, I'm sorry, the HOA personnel. I think it's important that the rules are set and that everyone, especially the residents or anyone that tries to get into a Southwest business, that they are fully aware that they have got to comply in order to be able to have access to whatever it is that they're looking to have access to. Otherwise, you know, they will be in compliance and therefore uncompliance, and therefore everyone else could get sick as a result of their negligence. So negligence is important in the sense that you do need to stop that from happening. And you have got to set the rules. You got to be able to notify all the, you know, all the tenants, everyone inside your facilities, and let them know that these are the rules. We got to follow them, and that pertains to family members or anyone else that decides to come inside that particular location.
Now, what if somebody
is very important?
What if somebody in the building has COVID-19? Is the building responsible to let people know that this unidentified, because I don't think you can identify a person in the building has or may have COVID, and that they need to be careful in the building? Because I would think that's a material fact I'd like to know.
I think, and again, I'm not an attorney, but I believe it would be negligent of any business or any building to not notify everyone else that resides there or works in that location that someone has COVID, and they don't tell that to anyone. I would consider to be negligence, especially if it goes into a legal matter, because people have the right to know. They have the right to be able to be safe and feel like they are being protected, not just by the HOA, but also by everyone inside that particular site.
So Glenn, if the building management knows that there's been one person, two person, however many, do they have a legal responsibility to let the people in the building know that there's somebody in the building with COVID, even if that person is unidentified?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that whatever measures are necessary and required by law at this point in time, I mean, this is obviously because this is all so new, but to do anything to assuage people's fears with the appropriate cleaning remedies. Obviously, you know, you can't cordon off access in a building. So, you know, if people are diagnosed, they're supposed to self-quarantine, or they're either in the hospital or in their apartment or a condo quarantining. All you can do then is obviously take care of the common areas that everybody has access to and assuage everybody's fears that everything's been cleaned according to guidelines and business as usual, though. There's nothing else. One thing you have to be careful of, like, we've dealt with this several times in our offices around the country where people have contracted it. We had a duty to let everybody know the second we found out one of your coworkers, and several of our coworkers said, I want people to know it was me, so that anybody that's been around me. So we had to get their permission, of course, in writing to disclose who it was, because obviously you have huge HIPAA violations. If not, they said, please let my co-employees know it was me, so they know and we can trace and make sure anybody that I've had contact with can, you know, see how they're feeling or go get tested. But ultimately, depending upon what we found out, everything was cleaned. Office was shut down for the required period of time. And then when you're allowed to open again, it's business as usual. That's all you can do. The problem is we cannot make things so overburdensome that places collapse. I mean, you're trying to weigh the benefit to the individuals and people's well-being and peace of mind against, you know, making it too burdensome for the apartment, the condo, the business, that they can no longer continue to function. It's hard enough to function right now. You know, so there is a balancing act here, but you have to do everything that's required by law, or at least what we have right now.
And I think that's why it's so important to be proactive. That way you can demonstrate that you are doing everything possible to prevent anyone from getting COVID-19. But again, once you do find out, you have got to notify everyone of the fact that, you know, hey, we may all be contaminated, you know, if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, Nelson, listen, you're 100% right. I'm sorry.
Glenn, finish your thought, please.
The hardest thing, Nelson, I think, and you are absolutely correct, but they state a minimum of 35 to 50% of people are completely asymptomatic. So you're doing everything you can to take temperatures, to do this and do that, and that little person crept right by. We're doing the best
we can. No, I agree with you.
Guys, hold on a second. Guys, hold on a second. There are folks are watching. I want to let them know there will be, we will be up for replays. You can go to Freedom Business. It'll be up for replay probably today or tomorrow. They're asking about the thermal imaging for temperatures. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk in the last segment a little bit about thermal. And also we want to get more on the liabilities right after this. Mendoza, take it away. We'll be right back. We're going to revisit the part about the thermal thermometers. And we'll talk some more liability after this. Reagan, take it away. Okay, everybody, I want to give a shout out to all of our healthcare heroes and all of the first responders that are helping us. And I want to remind everybody, we're South Florida's longest running business talk show. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They've got their new store up at 151st and Biscayne Boulevard in front of FIU. The place is spick and span. Their service department is tremendous. They've got all kinds of specials. Look for my friend May Stark when you go for service. When you're looking to buy or lease that car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got an Audi store down in Key West. They've got one that sells everything. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, a 72-hour exchange. You have 3 days to decide. If you like your Warren Henry car, I'm sure you will. Join me, my friends, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service. That's right, always Warren Henry.
Becca Carlson from Carlson Integrated. You know, a lot of our clients find that they can do anything, but not really everything. We are always excited to jump in and help. So whether you need another set of hands for a project or even comprehensive marketing management, our team of marketing mavens would love to have a conversation with you to see if we are the right fit. We do everything from logo and design work to email outreach and social media to writing and thought leadership. And here's a fun one. We are now offering our fabulous ebook of top 10 marketing tips on our website for free. So head over to carlsonintegrated.com and grab a copy today. And please always let us know how we can help. My email is Becca, that's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com. That's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com.
All right, and I'm Jim Freed. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Please wait till after the show. Somebody did it during the last time I said that. I'm helping everybody with capital, helping them with their homes, helping them with their owner-occupied businesses. We're helping a group do their commissary right now in Broward County, teaming them up with a community bank. Those still exist. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me help you navigate the capital world. Yesterday, somebody called me and said that their architect told them I was the best mortgage broker to help them out with their problem. What's their issue? They're building a $20 million spec house on Miami Beach. They need financing. I've got it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm here to help you and your family with your capital needs today. Another friend helping his son buy his first home. 305-773-6300. Jim Fried, when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
We have got our last segment. We're hitting cleanup here. We've got Nelson Barbosa. See, I got it right twice there, Nelson. Raisin Mara. Raisin. I said raisin. There you go. So I win, I lose. So up and down. And Glenn, it's hard to mess up Glenn Lerner. Okay, so we're here. We're talking COVID, post-COVID, protecting yourself, protecting your building, knowing your rights. We talked a little bit about thermal thermometers and AI. Could you just touch on that a little bit, Reagan, for some of the folks that are watching?
Yeah, and I'd love to tie in just 2 points. You know, as Glenn said, you can to prevent something is very hard. That's why we use the word minimize. You do everything you can to minimize the odds of the spread. It's the same as getting a test. You can get a test and be negative. The second you walk out of the testing site, you contract it. So everything we do is to minimize the odds of spreading it. And this thermal is really a great. I mean, what is everyone going? What's everyone talking about? They're talking about, do you have a fever? The CDC has a list of different symptoms. The thermal cameras, you put them at the access points. There are two types. The one is the face forward. You put it on. You simply, as people walk in, they stand in front of it. It takes your temperature and makes sure you're wearing a mask, and it lets management know that you can come in. The other is a little bit more complicated. As Nelson was speaking about, when, and this is more for stadiums and when that opens in malls, when people walk in, it's a camera that's basically looking at everyone as they, because it's impossible to do one by one, right? When you have such a high frequency of foot traffic. So that alerts if someone does have an elevated temperature. That's already in airports, in big businesses. And I think we're going to start seeing that a lot more in buildings and in local businesses. And I just one other point I wanted to make. Management, you speak about letting them know, you know, if someone has, I think, and putting my management hat on really quick, Jim, I think management should be sending out something weekly to the residents, whether it's a rental building or a condo building. Let them know what's happening. Hey, we had this, it came up, we're closing the pool. This is the reason the pool was closed. That's a way to kind of take away a little bit of the anxiety. Well, did you close it just for political reasons, or is it because there was a COVID crisis? It's just, someone tested positive. I think communication in this time is just so important to keep everyone calm.
Glenn, I want to talk to you as we kind of wrap things up. I think that, you know, you and your partner, Alan, always I always like to call it the small black print whenever you talk about everything. You always like to talk that it's the novel Kono virus and stuff like that. I can't even say it today. Glenn, what are the things that people need to do proactively to protect themselves from a liability standpoint here?
Well, first, we keep talking about the thermal thermometer. And I love the concept of the thermal thermometer because I'm of the age, just like you are, and I think Nelson from looking at him, when that thermometer always was in thermal, when you're 3-4 years old, you saw your mom coming with the thermometer, you knew where that thermometer was going.
Oh, yeah. It don't look like this no more, Glenn.
Thermometer never had a good connotation when you're a little kid.
Oh, no. I was so thrilled.
Today, kids have it so easy.
That one.
We grew up tough in the old days where those thermometers went.
Well, you're a tough guy anyway, Glenn. You're a tough man anyway.
You know, obviously there are going to be people that are going to be able to help in terms of liability and, you know, for business in terms of what type of liability. I think obviously if you follow every guideline, like we're talking about, doing everything to, as Nelson has stated, to be proactive. We certainly want to be as proactive as possible without being unduly burdensome. Ultimately, though, this is kind of going to come down, you know, our involvement is, you know, we're trying to help so many of these businesses around the country, you know, us, you know, condo associations, giant restaurant chains, we're representing giant hospitality groups, some of the biggest food vendors in America, sports teams. They've lost it. I mean, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars, some of these people. And because this is such a novel litigation, because it focuses on something we've never litigated before, this virus exclusion and what actually constitutes physical damage to a property. I mean, you guys see it. What is the physical damage? It's something we can't see, but we know it's there. It's getting people sick, or at least they assume that it is. So, you know, we started this, you know, learner remote business claims. Anybody that wants to discuss, especially if they have a large claim, we're really looking at business losses that are in excess of $10 million. Give us a call at 833-MY-CLAIM or mybusinessclaim.com. And we're happy to talk to you and see, you know, it's free of charge. It's on contingency. You don't pay us if we don't get you anything. And at least you get to see if you've struck out already. The insurance company is going to deny your claim. They've said it. They've denied every claim in America. You've struck out, so you get an extra chance at the plate. Let us look at your policy and see if maybe there's something we can do to help you, you know?
Yeah, well, Glenn, that's why we have you on the show. I know you're helping out a number of my clients. I want to thank you for that. I know you're teaming up with some of the top forensic accountants in the state, in the country, and in the world. You're doing this internationally. And that's why we wanted to get you together with the folks from Kent Services. They have an international focus, too. And Reagan, I wanted to come back to you and leave it with you since you're the chairman of the firm. I want you to tell us about what's going on today. And I want you to tell us a little bit about the task force. And I want to try to get Glenn involved in that task force.
Yes. No, Jim, again, thank you. You know, again, Kent, a 38-year-old company, national, state of Florida, city of Miami, a lot of condos, is set up. It has the platform to help associations and multifamily businesses reopen amenities and so forth. They have the platform and the HR department to help with physical security, with technology. There's a lot of ways we can help. And the best way to put it is it doesn't cost anything. Give us a call. Allow us to provide you with some information and then decide from there if it's something that you're interested or that you need.
Reagan, one other question. The guys here on the Instagram are asking, what is the best thermal thermometer? What do you think are the best one or two? Please help me out there. What do you think?
You know, I don't have the answer as to which are the best. I don't know if they're talking about the digital handheld ones. All I know is, as I mentioned earlier in the show, about 4 months ago, we started speaking to big companies about trying to find distribution for these cameras. And one of the most important things to us outside of accuracy was to make sure that we found an affordable one, because it's great to have this technology, but if a building or a restaurant can't afford to put that technology in, it doesn't really matter. So we found a distributor. You know, anyone that's interested, we're happy to speak to them, show them the technology, answer any questions that they may have on it.
Okay, that's great. Nelson, I want to give you a chance to close up here, and then Glenn, you're going to have the last word. We've got a couple of minutes left. Nelson, what's the number one security issue that people are having now with COVID?
The number one security is actually to be able to remain and find ways to stay 100% safe as possible. The best way to do that is hopefully by having, let's say, security personnel that are monitoring people that are coming in and out, documenting who is in, observing, and just really keeping track of everything that is happening in your building. No one else can do that, but a security officer normally has a potential of doing that by actually documenting everyone. And also, again, you have got to think as a business, you got to think about security, you got to think about safety, and you got to think about protecting everyone that in any way relates to your business or your apartment, or depending on the location that you're referring to. You have got to think about safety at all time.
And Glenn,
in all aspects.
Glenn, last word to you. We've done everything we can. Somebody got COVID. We got to call you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for anybody to enforce. I mean, you've seen where my first office started in Vegas 29 years ago. There have been a number of cases filed now against the casinos by casino employees stating that the casinos did not do enough to protect them. And that's going to be some interesting litigation. Obviously, we believe that falls under the jurisdiction of the workers' comp courts. But at the same time, they're trying to argue that it was such gross misconduct by the casinos in not requiring face masks by the visitors and by the people working there that they expose them to this, and that they want this to actually be outside of the scope of workers' compensation, and that they could actually be exposed to damages in a real court of law. And so this is going to be very interesting. This is going to be really the first time anything like this has come about. So it's like I've said, I mean, there's going to be so many different areas of litigation. Obviously, you're seeing all the Carnival Cruise Lines or Princess Cruise Lines litigation coming up right now. No one knows really what's going to happen with this. How much was enough? How much did you do? And, you know, if you're the person that got sick or your family member died, you're going to argue they never did enough. But at the same time, if you're the person that owns a business, say, what else could I have done? So as Reagan and Nelson have argued today, and I think very well by both of them, you do everything you can do. But there is a point, I guess, that, you know, as a business owner, you're going to argue, what point do you have me do so much that it's so unduly burdensome, I can't even operate my business anymore? And that's going to be, it's going to be interesting what the courts come back with on this. You know, right. I really have no idea. Nobody knows. This is new for all of us. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yes, I think this is changing. I mean, things are changing on a daily basis. And Glenn, personally, I happen to agree with you. We have to find a balance. The steps we take, they need to be, we need to do the best we can. The business judgment, as I know you lawyers, I think that's what you're referring to as well, right? You do the absolute best you can. That makes sense. And, you know, we keep the world spinning.
Listen, I love guys, and make sure that everything spinning. Is documented. Make sure everything is documented. Every step you take.
Guys, this is tremendous. We could go on forever, but I got to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for participating. I want to give a shout out to our first responders and our healthcare heroes. Yes, I want to thank our sponsors for today at Kent Services and at Lerner and Rowe, always a sponsor. Thanks to our other sponsors, our key sponsor, Warren Henry, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Turkel Brands. Of course, I want to thank you, our listener. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, we're up everywhere. If you missed today's show, people were asking, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com ASAP. We'll send links to Nelson and Reagan and Glenda circulated in their networks. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us next Wednesday at noon. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. We're out of here. Thanks, guys.